Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade with Hamline University head football coach Tip Taylor. TaylorMade is the show where you ask your questions and you get the answers TaylorMade by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the dominating victory over Crown. He tells us what he expects in the upcoming game against McAllister College. And the coach explains why it's good to be a Fighting Piper. So let's get right to TaylorMade.
So let's welcome back Coach Taylor this week. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
It's good to be back. Team is doing well, coming off of a solid performance, and we're just excited, ready for week two.
Well, you come off of the big victory over Crown, where you win 51-0. Is there something special, or is it a big deal for you when you wind up winning your first game of the season?
Yeah, it's really important for momentum. You know, when you're working all the way through January, February, March at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then you go through training camp, you know, to put all that hard work in, it's really good to see the fruits of the labor, you know, in week one. So it's really good.
The defense played quite an amazing game, led by Noah Jacobson and Mitchell Madej, who each had 2 sacks in the game. We talked last week about who was going to kind of step up on this defense after several of your key players graduated. It looked like this whole group really came together.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the way, you know, our guys worked during training camp. You know, Mitchell Madej and Noah Jacobson are two of our better pressure players. And, you know, whenever you can affect the quarterback, and that's the guy that touches the ball every time, if you can affect him a lot, you know, good things will happen. So we're very pleased with those guys. And we just need them to continue to keep on playing and getting better. So
Justice Briggs had another big game for you. But the key contribution, I personally thought, was Brandon Miller and Frank Mems both had excellent games in the running back position for you. I would look at, as you were trying to establish a ground game, that these two were giving you a good base to work off of.
You know what? Those guys, you know, when, you know, we talk about, you know, when you get an opportunity, you know, you got to grab it and hold on to it and try not to let go. And, you know, everybody knows Justice is a very good quarterback. But, you know, we want to see if we can run the ball a little bit better this year. And we focused on that during training camp. And, you know, our offensive coaches got the you know, saw something in the running game. And those guys took a great, great, great opportunity and they ran with it. So I'm very happy for both of them. And I want to see them continue to keep growing as the season gets along. So
you travel down Snelling Avenue to take on McAllister College this weekend. They beat Carleton and Northfield for the first time in over a decade. I would think there's a lot of excitement going on in their program. So how do you try to kind of shut that down so they don't let that motivation keep them running through the game?
Oh, man, that's good for those guys that they had a good win. And Coach Jennison's an awesome coach and a good person. What we need to do is just focus on us. You know, I mean, that's all we can do. We can't worry about, you know, who we're playing. We, you know, we have to have our guys ready to roll, which we will have them ready to roll come 7 o'clock. But, you know, it's all about what we do. I really believe that. So we're looking forward to going down a couple miles and playing a great game on Saturday night.
What are some of the keys that you see for your team in this game?
You know what? Well, it always starts with the ball. The ball is the program. So we have to make sure that we take care of the ball and we have to affect the ball. You know, one of the things that happened in that last game, we're able to get two critical interceptions. So if we can take the ball away and if we can protect the football, you know, I think we can fare pretty well on Saturday night. So that is one of the biggest keys to the game on Saturday for us.
Well, let's turn to fan questions. We first of all begin with Amanda from Stillwater. She says, I can't imagine what it would be like for players and students in general to focus when they have family in Florida and Texas. Did you address this with your players?
You know, Miss Amanda, we actually did. I have a nephew in Houston, and I have my whole family in Florida, so it's something that kind of hits home. And, you know, the thing we have to be careful of is, you know, we put a lot of these pressures on us. You know, what we're doing right now is just coaching and playing a game. And we have some people out there that are really, you know, really fighting for their lives in Houston, and who knows what's going to happen in Florida. So it puts a lot in perspective that there's a lot more important things going on than a football game. So we talk a lot about that with our players, and hopefully they're listening and they understand, appreciate the opportunity that they have. So,
Ian from St. Paul would like to know, after seeing that St. John score, he's wondering what you think is too much.
Wow. Great question. You know what, and this might be a little old school and cliche-ish, you know, I just think, you know, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and stop people, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you hear different stories about what happened. You know, they took some guys out, which I believe St. John's did, and you know, some of the guys that are fifth and sixth string have an opportunity to play. You know, you got to stop those guys. So, you know, I don't know. That's a tough game. It would be tough to be a part of something like that. So,
Liz says, you seem like such a nice and courteous young man. How does that work as a head football coach? And then she adds, your parents must be very proud of you.
Oh, well, Miss Liz, I appreciate that. Parents are very, very proud. As far as being nice and courteous and being a head football coach, you know, I have to be myself. You know, that's the way I was raised, is to treat people the way you want to be treated. And, you know, I treat my players the way I want my son to be coached. You know, that's important for us. That's important for me as a leader of the program and for my assistant coaches. You know, I'm always big on those guys, on treat the players how you want your son to be coached. So, you know, it's just part of my personality and a part of the way I was raised. So.
Sean from St. Paul asks, things are becoming incredibly divided in this country. Is it hard to keep that kind of division away from the field?
Sean, that's a great question. You're 100% correct. The unique thing about football is, you know, you're taking people from all over the country, different backgrounds, different, you know, beliefs, and you're getting in one huddle. You know, that's why I love on offense. You know, I love the fact of huddling, because now, you know, everybody has to come together. You know, we have to, you know, one purpose is obviously to move the football, or if it's to stop the other team with the football. So that's why I do love the game of football. You know, every team that I've been a part of in the last 20-something years, there's been a lot of different people on there, but there's a certain level of respect you have to have. You're not going to always like everybody on your football team, but there's a level of respect you have to have, and that helps our guys as they get out into the real world, and we hope that we're putting them in situations where they will look at things a little bit differently and how to treat people and how to conduct themselves. So football is a great sport to teach that.
Dan would like to know, what are some of the keys to being able to defend a receiver without getting tagged for holding or pass interference?
Dan, great question. It all starts with, you know, from stopping a receiver when you're talking about defensive back play, and we have a very good defensive back coach. It all starts with, you know, your feet and your eyes. You know, if your feet can move first, you know, get in his way, and then your eyes are right, you have a chance, you know. But if your feet are stuck in the ground, you're not moving your feet, and you're looking at the wrong things, it's gonna force you to grab and hold. So we coach that very, very, very hard, as far as, you know, you can't go anywhere without your feet, and then your eyes have got to be right. So good question.
David from St. Paul would like to know what you expect out of Carson Wentz in his second season.
Carson Wentz, as we call him in Philly, Arson Wentz. We would like to see him just continue to keep taking care of the football and, you know, get it in the hands of his playmakers. And when he needs to run with his feet, he needs to move with his feet. But I'm very excited to follow him. I don't know how many games I'll actually get a chance to watch, but I'll definitely get a chance to follow and see how the guys are doing. So pulling for him big time out there.
That's an interesting nickname. How'd they come up with that?
You know what? As Philly fans, we're just different. I mean, one of my buddies at home, you know, he listens to the radio, and he called me last year and said, you know, Chip, man, they're calling him Arson Wentz. So I just started calling him Arson Wentz as well.
So our last question of the week is, why is it good to be a Fighting Piper?
You know what? It's really good to be a Fighting Piper right now. Actually, at 11:30, getting ready to go to convocation. Classes just started. You know, it's a big deal for our president to get in front of our incoming class, and our football players will be there. Actually, the whole school will be there, so I'm getting ready to head down. And, you know, it's good to be a Piper right now because school is starting, and this is a critical piece to the educational, the education for our young people, man. Today is a big day for them, so that's why it's exciting to be a Piper. So.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
Okay, catch you guys next week. Thank you.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on Taylor Made this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamline University coach, please send them to us at chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsupport.com. That's chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Taylor Made.